Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
We are just a few days away from the launch of Nintendo Switch 2, and we're here to tell you what is happening inside Nintendo right now as they prepare for this momentous launch. Wow.
Well, let us tell you, they're not kicking up their feet saying, well, that's a job well done. See you after
no
summer
rest
vacation.
For the wicked,
no.
As they say. Yes.
They are busy, and they've actually been really busy beyond just all of the Switch 2 activity. We've been keeping an eye on this and thinking, boy, if we were a part of this team, we would be exhausted right
now. Yeah, we were noting that, you know, it's a little bit different than the Switch 1 launch, where, like, it was sort of all hands
that was
on
the thing.
Deck.
Yes.
That was the thing. Everybody on the marketing teams, on all teams, really, were working on the one thing, which is to launch Nintendo Switch and do the best job we possibly can to launch the system. But we were noting that they are doing so many other things beyond just launching Switch 2. They opened the Nintendo San Francisco store. And for some reason, maybe this was just us. But we were like, oh, that's exciting that a store is opening, but it didn't really seem like a huge deal.
Right.
Because they've had other store openings. They have other stores around the world. It didn't seem like it was going to be like a big to-do.
But
it was like
there.
The biggest to-do ever.
All the executives were there. Frankly, a lot more people than we think probably needed to be
true.
There.
True. There's a lot of hangers
so
on.
So for whatever reason, to them, that was a much bigger deal than maybe it was to the rest of us.
Exactly.
So that's fine.
Yeah.
And then the next week, we see that same group is at Universal in Orlando with Mr. Miyamoto opening that new theme park. So they've just been racking up these frequent flyer miles.
I know.
But in the background, the ticking days away on the Switch 2 launch are happening.
That's true. Yeah. And you know, it's interesting the way that they have been handling this launch because, you know, when we were launching Switch 1, we were very much like, let's make sure everybody, not just people inside Nintendo, but like media and content creators and anyone that's going to be talking about Nintendo, the stuff that they're talking about is related to Switch 2 or Switch. But this is not the case at all. They have been working with all these media, bringing them to Universal Studios to talk about the theme park. They've invited all these media and creators to the opening of the store. So, yeah, they seem to be very kind of spreading their focus around.
Krista, this is what Nintendo is today is here for.
It's
true. The surrogate parent of marketing. Look at this HDMI cable in all of its
360 degree
glory.
Yes.
But we're going to go through about a dozen things that they are working on right now.
Yes.
And are going to continue to work on until this thing comes out. First and foremost, red alert, hot email. Oh my gosh, we need to squash leaks constantly right now.
Yes, I mean, it's happening.
Because the systems are out at retail, and we were saying, gosh, within 24 hours, there's going to be leaks galore happening. Lo and behold, that's exactly what happened. People posting unboxings, people turning the thing on.
Yeah.
It does need, apparently, this day one patch.
Yes.
So you can't yet put games in and play it. But Nintendo doesn't want any of this to get out there.
No,
so that requires people to spot these things, to notify the teams that can take action, and hit the button to take it all down.
Yeah, it seems like the takedowns are happening very quickly. There was an unboxing that was posted, and it was very quickly taken down, so they're taking it very seriously.
But this is the proverbial whack-a-mole game where you take one down and two more replace it, and think of how many systems are out there and that are in a store now, and people can be like, oh, well, I'll be the one who gets the thing that slips through. Everybody thinks they can do it. So this is just going to continue on.
Even the photos of the back room, you know, with the steel cages of Switch 2.
Yeah, they don't want that
either. It's not even just, you know, not even as severe as doing an unboxing video, anything that's showing the system in the wild before a launch, they don't want that. And they don't want that to be taken down.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that's sort of an unfortunate thing that does end up taking up a lot of your mind space because it is red alert urgent constantly for the next week. And they have other things that they need to focus their time on. But unfortunately, this is going to be bumped up to the top of their list.
And it's like, anytime this could happen to distract you
right.
or pull you away from whatever work you're doing.
Yes.
So it is very like annoying to have this just constantly be in the back of your head. Like, when is another leak gonna pop up that I'm gonna have to take care of? Which
right.
is just annoying.
Doug Bowser is gonna be funding his trip to the Poconos with more frequent flyer miles because
the Poconos is pretty close to New York City.
I'll be honest, I don't know where the Poconos are. I just think they sound
it's,
funny.
It's in the Appalachian Mountains?
Okay, good.
I don't know.
Anyway, Nintendo's doing launch events at both of their stores now, San
yes.
Francisco and New York. They've already mm-hmm. talked about that. Looks like it's going to be a fun time. And they try to make a big moment out of this first
purchase.
Sale, first
yeah.
purchase. And last time with Nintendo Switch, you were at this event.
I was.
Doug Bowser was greeting. That's Captain Nintendo Dude. Look
yes.
at that. There's Etika in the background. May he rest
Aww,
in peace.
R.I.P. Etika.
There is already somebody in line who has been in line at the Nintendo New York store for mm-hmm. weeks, if not months.
Yes, we didn't
already.
See anybody at the San Francisco store. I haven't
that
seen anybody
That
there.
Has not happened yet.
Yeah,
no,
but now that they've announced a midnight launch something
right.
at the San Francisco store, maybe that person is now in line.
Sure.
Who knows?
But guarantee you that Doug will be at one of these, and we lean towards it probably heavily being in New York
probably
because
New
they
York,
want to
yes.
make this a media moment. And in terms of, you know, a mass mainstream media message, New York is more of that than San
also,
Francisco.
Also, you're next
is.
Door to the Today Show.
Right.
In New York. So you have more of a chance of getting that kind of
exactly.
big broadcast.
There's just more people like that are around there, and they'll
yes.
be doing other things around it. When you did the Switch launch, you had the big, you know, unexpected spaces. It doesn't seem like they're going to go to that great length.
Yeah, I don't think they did anything like that. And we also had the big giant Switch in the store. I think there's a photo
oh, yeah.
of me like
sure.
holding my arms as wide as possible, and I couldn't
yeah.
reach the edges of it.
Right.
So I wonder if they'll have some kind of spectacle at each of the stores to celebrate the launch or anything like
yeah.
that.
So but, it'll probably
yeah.
end up being a bit more of a low-key affair than some of these past console launches. But frankly,
think so.
I think that's fine. The excitement is there of people getting the systems,
right.
and that will take you a long way for these. But do think
yeah.
Doug and others will be there scoping it out and, mm-hmm. and taking these cool pictures that they want to put out to the world.
We did note something kind of funny at the San Francisco store, which is they had this display of like Switch systems. And it was like Switch 1, OLED, Switch Lite, but they had no room in that little display for Switch 2. So I do wonder before the launch event, are they going to redo that so that it includes Switch 2? There was no Switch 2.
It's like nothing.
At all.
They're
in the
gonna
store.
Need to
not even like a hint of like coming
drill
soon.
Out and,
or,
yeah.
So I do wonder if they'll change up that store to have that be included.
Right.
Which will be fun to see what they do
right.
with it.
Something that they've always done that is going to also be a bit of a smaller activity for them this time around is they always send out systems and games to media in advance so that they
right.
can have reviews up a little bit before launch day. And that was a rumor a while back that they're really scaling back on this. And again, now we understand how big this day one patch is. That could be part of it. They may just want to, you know, really limit and be careful about who they are giving this thing to before, but they're definitely giving it out. We've heard about some people who are getting systems and will
yes.
have coverage up before the thing launches.
Comes out,
so
yep.
they're likely already working on that. And there's a lot of work that goes into that of all of the documentation
mm-hmm.
that gets sent to these
it's
people.
Really hard to do
of
this.
Embargoes,
yeah.
FAQs, here's what you need to know, review guides,
yes.
all of the above.
Needs we used to make these.
Needs to be meticulously worded, carefully checked, because anything that is unclear, they could be writing something that you don't want them
or could
to
lead
cover.
To an issue,
could lead to an issue.
Could lead to questions.
Look, take it from up. Now that we receive games sometimes from companies, please cover our games. Sometimes we'll get something that's like, I don't have a clue what this means, actually.
Yeah.
This could be interpreted five different ways.
And we have to go back. I mean, we're responsible enough generally, because we know what it feels like from the other side,
right,
to go back and ask a question.
Right.
But there's so many people that won't.
Some people are like, oh, it means this. Okay, great.
And then just interpret it however they want to and do whatever they want.
Right.
Yeah, this is a huge endeavor, and it's also just so many layers of approvals for a hardware launch to do these embargoes, because you will include Mario Kart World and Welcome Tour in this pack as well,
yes,
because they're going to be playing these games as part of their review of the system. And so it is like three embargoes in one, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go through all of these different teams, all of these developers, to make sure that you are, again, wording things so carefully. And especially with games where, you know, Nintendo is always so careful about, like, don't spoil the surprise for people. So I can only imagine how detailed and how complex the Mario Kart World embargo is, where it's like, oh my gosh, we have to, like, you can't cover, like, these 30,000 things, the P blocks, whatever. It's just very complicated and
right,
hard to get your head around. Like, this is so much work to put together, but only like five people are going to get it.
Right. And then again, with this day one patch, like what steps had to be taken to let the media play these games?
Right.
Like, did something work in progress have to get flashed onto a system,
yep,
that they could work? And that's a whole conversation,
mm-hmm,
with Japan and,
yep,
people who are in the know of all the details of how this stuff works. And
yeah,
that's a total headache as well.
And also Mario Kart being a multiplayer game, and if they,
oh,
wanted,
yeah,
to review online,
right,
stuff, that's a whole to-do.
Is the
of
server
like,
up? We need to coordinate a time,
yep,
for you to get online with the other person who's reviewing it also.
Yeah,
oh,
or
my gosh,
somebody from Nintendo. We
right,
used to have to do this. We used to be like, Krista, you're taking,
yeah,
6 to 8 p.m.
Yeah.
You get online
need,
and play some Splatoon.
I need 22 people from the treehouse and the communications,
yep,
team to get online.
Exactly. We literally had to do these those multiple times.
Yeah.
So with multiplayer games like this, where a huge part of the game experience is with the online features, it's like, what do you do pre-launch? This is a tough thing
right,
to plan for.
Right.
Yeah.
So there will be a couple media with reviews in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And there's kind of this whole other layer of content creators, celebrities, people that they want to get it into who are going to create this hype. Those people won't be getting it early.
No. They'll get it day one. They'll get it for free from Nintendo.
Yes.
Obviously, they'll have to follow their FTC disclosures. But they will get a system from Nintendo in some sort of nice package, probably.
Right.
And yeah, they'll be handpicking the people that they would like to receive this. And I'm actually really curious about who they're going to be sending this to, because before, you know, with these kinds of early, like we call it product mailings, they usually go out to like the biggest Nintendo fans, but I can see them going more like tech creator route. They invited so many of those tech creators to their,
yeah,
hands-on events,
yeah,
and just sort of like changing the audience a little bit about which creators are actually receiving systems and doing things with it. So I'm curious to see who's getting in it and what they're saying about it at launch.
Right, and especially with this, you do want to deliver it in a way that looks cool,
yes,
and makes a splash, so it's not just going to be thrown into a box and slap a UPS label,
no,
onto it. No, there's,
yeah,
going to be something else,
right,
included or in the way that it's packaged and presented that makes,
yes,
it feel cool that you have to get ready and put through approvals as well.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay, next one's a big one, and we have all seen the Paul Rudd ad that has been running for, gosh, about a month,
oh,
or so,
yeah,
now,
and
it has felt like they have already been turning up how frequently and all the different places that you,
mm-hmm,
see it, but over the next 10 days, that's going to be the most intense blitz of that ad running,
yes,
everywhere that
that's
you can
where,
imagine.
That's where the money has been spent.
Yes.
All the money. That's what the money
just
is for.
Throwing money into the furnace that is Paul Rudd's commercial. Oh my gosh.
As they say in Mad Men, that's what the money is for.
Right.
And yes, that's where the advertising really, really heats up. And we noted, like, you know, a few weeks ago that we've been seeing it in more like mainstream things like the NBA Finals and, you know, a bus ad or whatever. So we can see this, you know, this is ratcheting up within,
yeah,
the next 10 days or so. Sometimes Nintendo does big things with digital stuff as well. Like, they'll do, like, the big YouTube masthead.
Oh,
or
yes,
the Google Doodle.
Mm.
Or something,
yeah,
like that. So if they are throwing money into the furnace and they have money to spend, that's when those kinds of things could show up. Where it's just, like, really, like, it's in your face. Like, this thing is coming. It's in your face. They did start posting today, like, their, like, countdown-y kind of,
yes,
things as well. I saw one on,
yep,
across their social stuff. So I can see that being part of like the media like blitz as well as like this big sort of countdown towards launch.
Yeah, and to their credit, they've done a very good job, especially with all the stuff, you know, that you see just around town in terms of billboards and such.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
Of doing that, and it's true, like we noted that they were advertising in the NBA playoffs, but around the time that the system's coming out, that's going to switch over to the NBA finals when the most people are watching, which also means the most expensive advertising.
Yes, very
that's
pricey.
That's often in the past when Activision would reveal the new Call of Duty, so that is a really high-profile moment, so it'll be interesting to see if they pony up to spend the money for something as big
it's a lot of money.
As that. But either way, it's going to be a big check to sign for all these ads.
Yikes.
Wow. That's like, this is where the bulk of the budget
this
is going.
This is where the marketing budget went.
Yes.
Yeah, totally, totally.
Next, we had to add this to our list. This was kind of an unexpected thing. So Jeff Keighley the other day put out his list of all of the partners who are participating in Summer Game Fest, which is starting on June 6th, which is the day after the Switch 2 comes out. And it's a large list of logos, but if you squint, and it's in alphabetical order, I check, I was like, what is the order that this is in?
Oh, I see.
If you get down to N, in between Niantic and Newverse. Oh, look at that. That's a Nintendo Switch 2 logo right there.
I didn't even see it still.
It's right there.
Where are you pointing at? Oh, over here. Oh, my God. I literally was... It was like, where's Waldo?
I wasn't joking. And it's alphabetical, so he's not giving favoritism to anybody.
Right.
Look,
between
we're all equals
Newverse,
here. Yes.
Nintendo Switch 2.
So this is interesting that this is the Switch 2 logo and not the Nintendo logo. And
right.
We both had a similar reaction of like, this is a pretty Nintendo thing to do. To kind of big brain something like this that we think a lot of people are not, they're not going to understand or notice the difference.
So like, let us tell you.
What's the difference between Nintendo and Switch 2? It's all the same thing. Yes. So please tell us.
So this, instead of this being like a brand partnership with Nintendo, the overall Nintendo brand and Summer Game Fest, they kept it very focused on Nintendo Switch 2. And what this telegraphs to us is this is an ad buy.
This is expectation management.
Yes, get ready for some
again, in a way that most people won't recognize.
Yeah, so this is an ad buy. This is the advertising team buying a sponsored spot, either a commercial spot or something like that within the Summer Game Fest live stream. And it's not a true like editorial partnership between Nintendo, racetrack logo Nintendo, and Summer Game Fest. Don't expect that there's going to be like some crazy new Nintendo reveal at this.
And
don't expect that there's going to be, you know, Nintendo hands-on at this. This is probably just going to be a commercial for Switch 2 during the Summer Game Fest live
stream. Jeff
live
is also in his tweet. He says, you know, 60 plus partners. So
that
can be interpreted a lot of different ways. Some of these people are participating in more significant ways than others. Some of them are simply writing him a check.
Many of them are writing him a check. Honestly.
And there's a lot of components of Summer Game Fest. There's the stream that happens on the 6th. There's a hands-on event that happens throughout that weekend. There's other little bits and pieces to it there. But yes, our senses immediately went off when we saw that this was a Switch 2 logo and not a Nintendo logo.
Yeah, so don't get lulled into the false sense of like, oh my God, they're going to be doing some crazy reveal at Summer Game Fest.
But something that they could do that would go a bit above and beyond this that would make sense.
Yes.
Is having celebrity spokesperson Paul Rudd make an appearance on the Summer Game Fest stream to plug Switch 2, maybe play a round of Mario Kart with Jeff or something. That's very much, you know, Jeff is always looking for these kinds of celebrity Hollywood connections. It's in LA. He's had people like Nicolas Cage on before. Mm-hmm. Feels very much in line with something.
Harrison Ford was there for TGA.
Jeff would want to do and would fit right in with what the show is about. And for Nintendo, it's like, well, great. You know, we get access to this large audience that you have of people who go beyond just the most focused Nintendo fan. Mm-hmm. You got people who like all these consoles. This is our chance right within our launch window to get the word out to all of them,
too. Day after launch, great timing.
It really is. Yes.
And this is something that, you know, Jeff has worked with Nintendo a lot on for previous shows, like some kind of like onstage moment. We've worked with Jeff when we were at Nintendo for like these kinds of onstage moments. So he's very, very comfortable doing something like this. Nintendo is very comfortable working with Jeff in this capacity. There's a lot of like trust in that relationship. And obviously Jeff has great connections with Hollywood as well. So this is a very natural fit, and I definitely would not be surprised to see Paul Rudd there doing something like very fun. But yeah, don't expect like new reveals. Don't expect like, you know, some sort of worldwide first
world
time
premiere.
World premiere trailer for the next 3D Mario game.
Oh
don't,
my gosh.
Do not let your head go there.
And when you do sign on a celebrity, it, kind of the way that they have with Paul Rudd, you get them for the thing you need them to do, which is appear
the
in the
commercial.
Ad. But then
yeah.
you get other things like right. interviews, appearances, and they've really only used, they did that interview with IGN right after the commercial aired. So they've probably got a couple more of these banked.
They do.
And again,
for sure.
use cashing in one of these for Summer Game Fest actually feels like a really like
smart
and valuable way of
yes.
using one of those. So
yeah, easy, smart
that
way
would make a lot of sense
to do it.
Yes. Okay, a bit more crunchy from the Hollywood glitz and glamour. This eShop. So there's a lot of hand-wringing about the eShop. Is it going to burst into flames? Especially now that we know we have this day one patch that everybody's going to need to get, and that the majority of the systems out there have this Mario Kart bundle.
That's me.
Where you're going to need to redeem that. It's not going to be already on the system.
No, not pre-installed.
You're going to have to redeem the code and
yes.
download that as well. So that's gigs and gigs and gigs, in addition to whatever else. You know, if you're system transferring, I need to re-download my entire library.
Oh, no, this sounds complicated.
It's a fair question to ask. Like, is this thing going to hold up?
Yeah.
And on the more positive side of things, it is staggered. So, you know, the launch June 5th happens at different times
in
around
different
the
regions,
world. It's not like
yeah.
we're all pressing the button and the Switch 2 goes out worldwide. That would be really bad.
That would be bad.
So that's a positive for them. But there are a lot of people right now who are planning for this, have probably been talking about this for weeks, if not months. It's like, what can we do? You know, how can we stay in touch? You know,
this podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Japan's going to, they're going to launch before Nintendo of America. Please give us your updates. Is there anything that you did? Is there anything that you saw that you didn't expect so that we can be ready? This game of like telephone and, you know, collective planning is happening in a big way right now.
It's called a triage, actually.
Yes.
I remember being parts of...
What is the most severe name we can give this activity, which means writing a report?
Yeah.
Triage.
It's called triage.
Saving a life is basically staring at the eShop.
Hey, if that eShop goes down and I don't have my Mario Kart, I'm a riot, and they're going to need to come save my life. They're going to come resuscitate me. But this is what it's called, and this only gets sort of spun up, the triaging, during really, really big things, like big launches like this. And what happens is you basically have to be on a call about every 2 hours or so. And that includes the hours into the night. I have been on triage calls at like 11 p.m. And sometimes the update is all's well, you know, all's good, which is great. And sometimes the update is like, oh no, bad things are happening, and we need to, like, from a communication side, this is why the communications team was included in the triage, is that you might need to communicate out to the general public, like, hey, we recognize that there's an issue happening. Here's the fixes that are coming.
Yes.
When it might be back up.
And
exactly.
So on, yeah.
Here's what we're doing. Yes, we know. We know the thing is down, whatever. So it is very much like a... kind of like the leaks where you just don't know 100% what is going to happen.
Yeah,
it's a wait and see.
Yeah, they won't know until the thing actually happens.
Yes, but they're prepared in terms of like having a team that can either fix it or work on a fix and communicate that out to people. But you are like kind of like on call, basically, yeah. like yeah. a doctor for like yeah, a
I can,
long time.
I can remember many Christmas days where we had these calls scheduled. Yes, it's like, oh, triage. The eShop has died, and here's what's happening, and get this message out. Okay, yeah. that's fine. But there have been also times where we've been nervous, and it's been fine. Like, I remember when we were launching Fortnite on Nintendo Switch, mm-hmm. that E3, I think that was 2018, there was a lot of concern over that, knowing a lot of people would want to get that yeah. right away. We work closely. Epic helped us out a lot with that one as well, and they know their stuff.
Obviously, they
know the internet maybe a little bit better than Nintendo does, but yeah. it went fine. But again, you won't exactly know until it happens.
I do wonder, though, what it's going to be like for Nintendo this time around. There's a lot of things that kind of adds to the nerves here. Like, yes, obviously, you have to do a lot of like day one patch downloading, system transfer stuff. But this is one of the first games, launch games, where they've had a big online component
sure.
as well. So it's like you got a lot of different things that could, you know, work into whether or not the eShop stays healthy. So it's just a lot of wait and see. But I think we're all fingers crossed that this thing is gonna be all right.
Yes. Next, and this is something that is, you know, currently underway, but we may not see the results of until shortly after the Switch 2 is out, is finally finishing up the install of these retail interactives. Mm-hmm. And people have been pointing out and sharing pictures that, oh, where there once was a Nintendo Switch interactive, that's gone.
Right.
And it's kind of in this holding pattern of waiting for the new thing to come in. And we've got to see our retail team work on these a couple of generations. They're very involved, very complicated. Everything is made custom to fit into this little spot that the retailer has and made to look cool. And
yeah.
some of these current Switch interactives are very slick.
They're very fancy.
Yeah.
They also have to make it in a way where it's almost like self-serve. They do right. have the Nintendo ambassadors that go out to service these kiosks and make sure that they are all functioning and nothing's broken and things like that. But you kind of want to build them in a way where they're a little bit indestructible. Because yeah. imagine how many people are going through to touch it. And,
right.
Especially with this one, you're like pulling the magnets off and doing all sorts of God knows what with the systems. So I imagine they've spent a lot of work like making sure it's not only like looks cool, but also just functions yeah. in that environment.
Yeah, so the fact that they've taken out the old ones does indicate that they're getting close.
To installing, yeah.
It doesn't really make sense for them to put these out, though, before June 5th, because,
right.
again, you don't want somebody to cut the chain and run off with this thing, and ha-ha, look, I have a Switch 2 all yeah. over the internet. So I imagine probably pretty soon after, they'll have these ready to go, and we'll start to see these in the store, and that'll be a nice thing to see.
Yeah, for sure.
In a store. Most importantly, This is the bread and butter of what Nintendo does these days. Reports up the wazoo.
Oh my God, so many reports. Man. So many reports. We were just talking to a few people recently, and we were half joking about the reports. We were like, how many reports have you written in the last 24 hours? And the looks on their faces, it was a little bit like they saw a ghost. It was like, oh gosh, too many to count almost. So yes, they're such a company where they just want more and more. It's like insatiable amounts of information is needed to
right.
make any sort of decision or no decision at all. So it's just like, I need more information. Give me more and more and more and more. If anything happens, good, bad, in the middle, I just need to know these things. So it's
right.
just that for like the next 10 years.
Right. And it probably will be a thing where there's a lot happening very quickly. So you know, there might actually be new updates to share on an hourly basis the night or the mm-hmm. day of launch. And these get used a lot of different ways. For like, for example, you know, Doug Bowser might have
like an interview.
Or an end of day meeting with Mr. Furukawa. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, we're going to connect and we're going to share, you know, what's going on. And he wants to make sure that he has the latest
like
and
the
greatest.
Latest,
and he
yeah.
can just go through like, boom, boom, boom. Here's the key things that you need to know about, not get caught unaware, doesn't want to cancel the trip to the Poconos. He wants to get through this cleanly and smoothly. But it can really start to feel like overkill. It's like we've said the same thing
like
every which
50
way.
Different
There's
ways
not there's not really
point.
Anything new that's happened,
yeah.
but people want a fresh report.
Yes.
We get it, but at the same time,
it's like hourly, if not more frequent.
Let's relax a little bit here.
It's tough to do too because you are sort of reliant on other teams sometimes
yeah.
to give you the information. So like you need some stuff from the retail team on this kind of reporting. You're gonna need some stuff from the eShop team to make sure things are flowing. You know, you're gonna need a thing from advertising to get their latest like metrics and stuff like that. So it's like you're dependent on people for these reports, and then you're also on sort of on deck to make them every hour. So it's like, oh, gosh.
Right.
It's like as soon as you're done asking the first time,
you need it again
yeah. for the next one.
But then again, if there is any sort of an issue, they will catch it. They will raise it to the team. Yeah. Again, whether that means, it doesn't imply that it's going to get fixed. They'll have to decide what to do with the information. You're simply communicating that an issue exists. From there, it's up to those teams to work through that.
Exactly. You're just the conduit for sharing the information.
Right.
And then sometimes you will get tapped to find a solution if it has to do with your area of expertise. I mean, a lot of times when we had major, you know, negative sentiment, the fans are really mad because the eShop went down and now everyone's rioting in the streets because they can't play Mario Kart Worlds. Then, you know, the comms team will get brought in to do some sort of emergency messaging or something like that. Or, yeah, so it just depends on, like, what feedback needs to be addressed, but it usually is nice that you don't have to do. You're not like on task to like fix everything, which is kind of good, I guess.
Something else that the communications team, which is our old team, is definitely talking and thinking about now is something that's called a momentum release.
Yes.
Which is basically an announcement of strong sales numbers.
How much money have you made?
Exactly. And it's something that they would like to do always because you do them when you have great results. They don't always happen though. So, you know, if you don't have something that exceeds the expectations or exceeds the sales of the last thing, you won't do it. So that's something that they come up with in advance. It's like, well, if we sell more than this number,
we threshold.
Will do it. Or if the number is within this, we're going to reposition it. Oh, it's the fastest selling, not the best selling. Like there's so many ways that you can slice it and dice it.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, since it does seem like they have made so many Switch 2s, seems incredibly likely that they will have some sort of great sales announcement to make within the first couple days. Certainly within the first week, you'll see something out there touting, like, oh my goodness, can you believe this many millions and millions?
Yeah.
But one of the interesting wrinkles to it is, you know, you can do it for a region. So Nintendo of America could put out their own and say, in North America, this was our number. Or you can do it globally. The global one's a bit more complicated because you have to have
to wait for numbers,
all the regions feed in their data. And not every region gets data the same way or within the same amount of time. So there could be regions, especially we notice this sometimes in Europe, like certain countries, like, well, they don't report it until we have three more days until we get the data from them. It's like,
we would like to wait three more days or we get it out now.
Can we get this out now when it's fresh and really impressive versus waiting 3 days?
And then it gets kind of stale.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, this is a really, I'm weirdly the most interested in this particular thing because I think that the momentum release indicates so many other things. Because, first of all, if they don't do one at all, you know something has gone horribly wrong. They will do one, so I think we're fine there. If they do one that is not like the one that you expect, so best selling obviously is the most lucrative, like the best data that you can put out there, and like you were saying, they have a threshold of what that number they need to beat is, and if they beat that number by, you know, any margin, and if it's a significant margin, it's even greater because you can say like best selling system 20% better than whatever, right? Than Switch 1 or something like that. Then you're like, wow, this is off to a really hot start. If they can't do that one, then the other data they like to slice is fastest selling. But if you see a release that's fastest selling,
you see more and more of that these days.
But if you do see that, that means they didn't beat that original threshold. So it indicates to you that, like, wait a second, they actually didn't beat the forecast for, you know, the best selling.
Another tricky way they could do it is say base it on dollars spent.
Oh, dollars spent.
It's like, well, this is the most expensive system and you got $80 games. You're going to make more money.
You're going to make more money.
Even if you sell less. So there's a million ways that they can position it to spin it to make it
positive.
Look good. So they have some scenarios planned out, but they need to actually see what the data is.
We'll sniff it out, though.
Yeah, that's a guaranteed video from us. Yeah.
I cannot wait. I can't wait to sniff this out. I'm so excited.
After all that's done, after the system is finally launched, there will be a very small celebration.
I wasn't there for the Switch.
You were not there. No.
I was on an airplane.
No, when the Switch came out when we had the Redwood City office, when we were there, back in the little
Did you have a little cake?
In the little lunchroom, There was about 20 people gathered around. There was a very small cake that looked like a Nintendo Switch. We took a moment and said, congratulated ourselves for doing this thing. We had a piece of cake and we got back to work. That's how it goes.
I wasn't even there.
That's about as big as it gets
at Nintendo.
The person
leading the launch wasn't even invited to have any cake.
You were traveling.
I didn't have any cake at all.
No.
I didn't have any cake.
No. We would have saved a piece for you if you were there, but no.
No, you
didn't. I ate your piece.
I
had two pieces.
You couldn't have frozen it for me for when I got back.
Not that kind of cake. So yeah, they will have a recognition. It will not be anything over the top crazy.
No.
Again, people are going to be focused on what they've got to do, but it is nice to just be like, yes, we did it. Let's all pat ourselves on the back before we get back to what we got to do.
This is a quick aside, but I was looking today. I follow the Expedition 33, the Claire Obscure social accounts, and they had this big, beautiful celebration for the game. And it was like some like fancy garden party. Everyone had red roses. There was live music.
That.
There was... All the I mean, they deserve to celebrate their amazing success, obviously, but it's just a different vibe at Nintendo where you're very much like, it's not so much like you did a good job. It was like, you just did your job. You did your job. So you did what we paid you to do.
Exactly.
And here, it was it's a cool moment for the company. Like, we launched new hardware. Like, that's a cool moment. But nothing special. You didn't do anything special. You just did your job. So here's a piece of cake. Now get back to working on
Donkey Kong. You're lucky to have this cake.
You're like, I mean, it's very matter of fact. Yes. You know, it's not like, you didn't, nothing out of the ordinary is happening. Yeah. You're just doing your job day to day. This is just another day of you doing your job.
Right.
So, yes. And then after the cake has been consumed, in the 5 minutes you had to celebrate, you're basically on to the next thing.
Right.
So they're going to immediately switch gears and start to do all the work on Donkey Kong Bonanza. June is right around, obviously June is, here at the time of this launch. And so they'll be definitely planning their June activity. Potentially, will there be a Nintendo Direct in June where they announce the launch dates for the remaining games? Yeah, so it's just back to work.
Yeah, launch these days kind of never ends because, you got the first wave of it done, but then they have this activity in the summer. And the June Direct, we both think it makes a lot of sense for them to do one. They have a lot of things that they need to do in terms of nailing down the rest of these release dates for the rest of the year with things like a Metroid, with the Hyrule Warriors and all of that. Mm-hmm. And then, Donkey Kong Bonanza is pretty immediately after.
Yeah, in July game, so they got to start.
In mid-July. Not joking, a lot of people and a lot of the executives, they do take a vacation around the 4th of July. Like, that will be their small time to take a summer vacation and then come back and hammer Donkey Kong.
You do get a few days off around that time, too.
We get one day off.
Oh, is it really?
A day.
Just one day? Oh,
yes.
Okay. I thought it was more than that.
The 4th of July.
Did we not get that Friday?
No, we did not.
Oh,
the
no.
The 4th of July is the day we
I
got
I really
off.
Thought we got
but,
more days
but
off.
But that's a common time for people to take vacation, so they will take a little bit of rest.
A summer break,
But yeah, Donkey Kong Bonanza is right around the corner in mid-July, which is not far off at all. So
exactly.
There's still some work to be done on that. So
yeah.
And so on.
And so on. And we continue, as
they
say.
It will just continue on, yes.
It's true. It is very much, for us on the outside, it feels so momentous. And it is. It feels like such a big moment. And it is. But inside Nintendo, it is something that they recognize as like, this is a big thing that we did. But very soon, if not already, they are moving on to the next thing. And it's one of those things where, we got to make the system last for a really long time. Switch lasted for almost 9 years. We got to shift our focus to making sure we got tons of stuff for the next 8 years to make this thing last.
Yeah, and again, going back to everything that they were doing over the past month, probably within that time period where people, were traveling for 50 days straight, you probably had to turn in and finish your Donkey Kong Bonanza marketing plan.
So yes, you did.
That's just a cold dose. That's a cold dose of reality right there.
That plan was probably being reviewed while they were in some random location for those hands-on events.
Yeah.
You were in a meeting presenting that plan for approval, for budget approval.
Yes.
And that was probably very late your time, like 6 p.m. in New York City when you were reviewing that plan. So, yes, I hope that they do get to take a little bit of a breather and people get a little bit of a rest before they jump into the next thing. But yeah, it's going to be a very busy year for them. Obviously, the first year of a new console launch is just busy. So this will continue on for the rest of 2025, yeah. I'm sure.
But that's what they're looking at over the next 10 days or so.
Yes, once again, I'm so happy that I'm not there. So much better to be here where you can just have fun and the only thing you have to worry about is whether or not the eShop is going to go down. Mm. All right, well, that's it. That is what Nintendo is up to in the days leading up to the launch of Nintendo Switch 2. Are you excited? If you're not, what is wrong with you, in the words of Reggie?
Oh. Wow.
But let us know in the comments how you're doing, how you're feeling in the days before this thing finally comes out. We will be here with many more videos, and we'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.